The Whisper in Wind, an uplifting small-town romance, Book 6, a Poppy Creek novel. Written by Rachel Bloom. Narrated by E. L. Beckett. Chapter 1. Lucy Gardner sat in her shimmering gold convertible, gazing at the palatial inn that had occupied her full attention for the last several months. Sunlight streamed through bronze and amber leaves, warming the ruddy bricks of the Georgian-style exterior and glinting off tall windows flanked by pristine white shutters. For the first time in her life, Lucy felt a twinge of pride. Decorating the newly renovated inn from top to bottom, being careful to blend modern comfort with the building's historic heritage, hadn't been an easy task, especially since she had zero formal training. Her eldest brother Jack, who owned the Whispering Winds Inn, had plucked her from a job staging homes for their father's real estate business. She'd always had an eye for design, but never had any particular career aspirations, acquiescing to join the family business at her parents' urging. According to her mother, the position was merely temporary, anyway, a stepping stone until she settled down with a good provider, which couldn't happen too soon if Elaine Gardner had her way. Lucy shuddered at the thought of melding into her mother's role of consummate hostess and socialite, but she didn't have a better plan for her life. Not that it mattered. She reached inside her Prada bag and pulled out an ivory business card with a simple black font. Ashton Neurological Clinic. Her primary care physician had handed it to her earlier that morning with stoic professionalism, explaining why she needed to see the specialists in Los Angeles. It wasn't until he began listing the possible results of an MRI that his armor cracked, revealing misty eyes and a faint warble in his voice. In all the years Dr. Dunlap had been the family physician, she'd never once seen the man get emotional. That's what scared her the most. Stuffing the card in the bottom of her purse, she climbed out of the driver's seat, her heeled boots crunching a pile of dry, crinkly leaves. A crisp fall breeze rustled through the sycamore trees, lifting her spirits along with the fringed edges of her scarf. Squaring her shoulders, she tilted her chin toward the cheerful sun, brightening the clear blue sky, and summoned a smile. Lucy Gardner didn't worry about the future. She lived in the present, savoring everything life had to offer, for however long that may be. She skipped up the wide steps of the inn, making
sample complete. Ready to continue?